This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Movies on Thursday with the first ever dementia-friendly movie matinee at the Lincoln Square Theater. The event was made possible by a dementia-friendly Decatur. The matinee will feature the classic Grease. Doors open at 1 with the movie starting at 2. The event will provide a well-lit theater allowing for movement as needed during the show. All seating will be at tables to allow for easier communication and handling of refreshments. To learn more and reserve tickets, go to nowdecatur.com. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
Former President Trump has just arrived at a New York court again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where he faces up to $10,000 in fines at a hearing this hour before his criminal trial resumes into 10 alleged Trump gag order violations.
Now, prosecutors from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office want Judge Juan Merchan to warn the former president that he could end up in jail for 30 days if he does not cut it out.
Fox's Eric Sean outside the court says that gag order was imposed after
Mr. Trump's attacks on witnesses, court staff, and the judge's daughter. You know, she works for a political consulting firm that advises many prominent Democrats, among them President Biden.
The former president calls this entire criminal case political persecution. He's charged with falsifying records in the 2016 payments to an adult film star to keep her allegations of an affair he denies quiet. The Senate plans to vote today on a foreign aid package the House passed Saturday, despite some Republicans objecting to new Ukraine funding. 61 of the $95 billion package would go help Ukraine battle Russia, Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Some Republicans could make an attempt to stonewall the bill's passage over frustrations with its price tag and a lack of border security measures. Progressive Senator Bernie Sanders says he plans to offer amendments to, quote, cut billions in offensive military funding to Israel.
Now, pro-Palestinian protests keep flaring up on college campuses from California to Michigan to New York. That's at NYU, where police made dozens of arrests. At Columbia, they've set up hybrid learning the rest of the semester. Students fearing for their safety can take classes remotely. 4 weeks after a cargo ship crashed into a Baltimore bridge, collapsing and killing 6 workers, the city's filed a lawsuit that
accuses Grace Ocean, the owner of the dolly, and its managing company, Synergy Marine Group, of negligence in operating the ship. It seeks unspecified damages and says the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has hurt the economy, forced cleanup on the river.
That's Tiny J Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
While border security remains a big issue here in the U.S., where House Republicans even impeached the Homeland Security Secretary, claiming he ignored laws allowing record illegal immigration. It's also an issue in Europe, where 5 migrants have died trying to reach Britain by sea. One of them was a child.
The French Coast Guard tells us several bodies were discovered in the English Channel. About 100 others are reported to have been rescued. Small inflatable boats, regularly filled beyond capacity by people smugglers, face high waves and treacherous currents. Yet thousands of people have managed to reach the UK using this dangerous crossing over one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Last night, the British House of Lords passed a law allowing the UK government to send asylum seekers to Rwanda in Africa. Human rights groups say the legislation is inhumane. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Chicago police have released surveillance video of a person of interest in the murder of a police officer early Sunday while in Los Angeles. The sheriff's office is asking the public for help finding the gunman who shot and wounded a deputy on a motorcycle yesterday. An American fighter pilot who went missing in action during World War II is missing no more, finally identified more than 80 years later.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of 2nd Lieutenant John McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit. The Army Air Force pilot was killed during a bombing mission December 1st, 1943 over Southeast Asia. His remains, along with seven others, were discovered 4 years later amid the wreckage of their B-24 Liberator, but not officially identified until earlier this year. Lieutenant McLaughlin will be laid to rest this summer at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise a second day. Futures are up before the opening bell the morning after the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 snapped 6 day losing streaks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, showers and possible thunderstorms, a high of 58. Tonight, a continuation of rain, a possibility, mostly cloudy, then clear, with a low of 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. There is an event coming up on June 12th about grooming and sexual assault awareness for K-12 schools and institutions of higher learning. We'll tell you all about it and how the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation is involved. A couple of special guests next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning. We're back here on a, cloudy Tuesday morning. It's our great pleasure to welcome the Superintendent of Schools for the Macon-Piatt Regional Office of Education, Jill Reedy, who's also, as I understand, a trustee of the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. Thank you for having me.
No, it's good to see you again. And with you today is a juvenile detective, Jason Danner, from the Decatur Police Department. And we talked off the air. We're not allowed to talk about, I know there's been stuff in the news lately about this kind of thing. And as that's ongoing, we can't discuss that in particular, but we can talk about, what you're doing to prevent that and the training that you're providing. And, you know, I just think most people, they see these stories and they can't even begin to comprehend. You see the ages involved. You see how in the world did a person get into the school to begin with? All of those things that you just don't have answers to, right? And part of this event is to help create more awareness about what it is you're already doing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we're thrilled to bring this to the community. The Illinois School and Campus Safety Program is bringing this at no cost to participants, and we really encourage really anybody that works with children, but in particular, you know, educators, social workers, counselors, SROs, law enforcement to attend. Michelle Denault is a survivor of educator sexual abuse.
And this was here in Illinois, right?
Yes, this happened pretty close to home to us back in the 80s. And she recently came forward with a case, years later, explaining what happened to her and recognizing that She truly was a victim in this situation.
Okay. I'm assuming, Detective, that, you know, things have changed over the years. You know, they used to make movies about, you know, this, like high school teachers and students, and sensibilities have changed. But particularly even the younger, you know, which is most recently, you just look at it and you go, is this common? I mean, is this something as a parent I should be worried about? You know, how prolific is it?
It's pretty prolific. I think the age of social media changed everything.
Is that just an access question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids are getting phones at a younger age. I mean, when I was growing up, most kids didn't have phones till they were driving. And now you're getting phones at 6, 7, 8 years old, and you're having access to the internet at such a young age that it creates these problems.
Jill brought in, with a conjunction with other community partners, a guy who does this across the nation, and he told me flat out, if you have a child at home and you're letting them charge that phone in their room overnight without your looking over it, you're an idiot. That you should absolutely remove that phone from that kid's bedroom.
Correct. There needs to be more parental oversight.
But I just think most people, whether they're just trustworthy, they just go, not me, not my kid, right?
Right.
And so how much of that could be helping your job if parents took more action about policing those phones?
I mean, it would be huge. I mean, most of the cases that I don't work with incidents that happen in the schools, but most of the cases that I've worked has been you know, parents trusted the kid to do the right thing, and just a lack of oversight problem.
Okay. So let's first ask about, if I could, before we talk about the event.
Sure.
People always want to know, well, didn't you do a background check, or how did somebody end up in a classroom? You know, those kind of questions. And I don't think most people know what that process looks like.
So we at the regional office with all the substitute teachers in particular.
And we've had way more of that than what would normally be the case, right?
Yes. And so we do run background checks, and schools run background checks on their employees. But the good news is that FAITH's law, if you're familiar with that, that came into legislation in first of December 3rd of 2021. And so that legislation actually established the definition of sexual misconduct within the school code. And then it added, expanded the definition of grooming in the Illinois criminal code, adding that to the list of under the Abused and Neglected Child Reporting Act. But in addition, just starting this year of July 1st, school districts now, for any employee, we have to run what we call an EHR check, or an employment history review. So in addition to the background check, this employment history review goes a little bit deeper, asking if there were any allegations. So not necessarily
charges. Not even a conviction or a charge, but if there were allegations.
Allegations of sexual misconduct. So it's bringing a little more awareness. And so we're not seeing, you know, some of the issues in the past. We might have had a substitute that was in Champaign coming to here and then going to Springfield. And this is really catching those things. And so it's just a deeper dive.
But if someone hasn't had any of that, it's not going to show up.
It's not going to show up. If it hasn't been reported or nothing happened, it doesn't always show up. Absolutely.
Okay. So what will happen this day? I mean, obviously you have an instructor and somebody who's coming in who's lived through this, which would be incredibly powerful, I would imagine, you know, coming from the personal experience. But what will happen that day? I know the lunch is sponsored by the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. You've got partners that are involved in this. What will it look like?
So she's going to spend the day, of course, telling her story, but then really going through the actual training. She has a training called Grooming 101 to help all of us identify ways that children are groomed, how it starts very slowly. They isolate children and they, you know, befriend them and take advantage of kids' natural, you know, love and trust. And so she's going to go through those steps, but also tell educators and people that work with children how you can protect yourself as well. I mean, I remember giving an example of, you know, we try not to ever give students a ride home alone. But if you ever had to in that situation, turn your cell phone on, have it call someone and have it on the entire time, and just ways to protect yourself and to protect kids.
It's hard for most people to think in those terms, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and how do you tell, you know, somebody who's just actually mentoring? I mean, what do you look for? I mean, how, as a parent, how do you separate those two? You know, we've all had, if you go through, you know, we've got, you know, he's now out of school, but, you know, he had teachers he liked a lot more than other teachers. I mean, how do you know about those relationships? What do you look for?
I think it's about keeping an eye on your kids and noticing changes.
Okay.
Usually it's the big isolation is a big thing, is when they're, usually talkative and they'll confide in their parents, and then they start to withdraw, and you know, they're spending a lot of time in their room on the internet, and it's when those changes happen that the parents need to be proactive.
Yeah, but that also could be like just typical. Right. Like you get to a certain age and that's kind of what everybody does. I just ask, this has to be incredibly challenging, and it's out there. People just have to be aware of it. It's like what we've done with fentanyl and all the other stuff, right? I mean, it's too easy to go, not my school, not my kid, and kind of close down maybe because it's too hard to even think about. You got like 30 spots open for this thing right now.
Yes. And so, and then it will be at capacity. So we really encourage, it's going to be a very important day. We're all about protecting kids. And so if we can pack the room, I think it'll be very powerful.
We talk about monitoring the phones. Parents have this love-hate affair, I think, with the phone, right? I mean, I know there are school districts in America that are trying to kind of keep phones out, and the parents are the first one outraged because they think about a school shooting or something if a kid needed help and having that access to the phone. How much, I know you said that was an important part of this, but I don't know how parents know how to tell what's too much or not enough as far as, you know, giving your child room to develop and yet feel like you're policing them all the time. Is there a magic answer to that?
There's not. It's a case by case basis. It's finding that balance between trusting your kid to make the right decisions and.
Yeah, but when a kid's 10 or 11 years old, I mean, you know, they have the capacity maybe to make those decisions.
And they get fooled. I mean, you were mentioning to me before how many million predators are, the statistic was interesting.
So at any given time in the U.S., there's just 500,000, predators on the internet trying to lure children.
And how do you come up with that number?
It's just through the FBI statistics.
Okay, I mean,
been reported.
Yeah,
and, there's so much underreporting. And then sextortion. That was a big thing that Detective Richard Wistocki talked about with our students. And I'll never forget how many students came up to him after he explained what it is.
And said that
it's happened to them.
Exactly.
They were talking to somebody that they thought was their age. They sent them a picture, and then pretty soon the predators gotcha.
Yeah. Or even peer to peer. And with AI, that's going to quadruple. And I mean, I don't think we even have any idea what the end of all this is going to be. Are the laws keeping up?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I fear is like, it feels like the state of Illinois would like send out a press release like they're now taking debit cards. You know what I mean? When it comes to keeping up with the technology and how it's being used in a lot of great ways, but also in a lot of harmful ways.
Right.
All right. So how do we make kids feel safe in school? I mean, they could be taken advantage of by doing nothing. I mean, they didn't even have to share a picture. They didn't have to do. I mean, it could be AI generated and being shared. And this is popping up in schools all over the United States.
Yeah, and that's a big thing we were just talking about with the superintendents of how do we stay on top of this? And
I mean, is it even a crime?
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the things, you know, where the legislature really needs to do their part, right?
Yeah, our country is behind on the AI protection, I think. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens. I think we're on the verge of a lot that we don't even know about yet.
Okay, how do people sign up for this? You literally have 30 spots left, and it's free, and there's a lunch provided. It's June 12th from 8 to 4, and it's an all-day thing at the Macon Pyatt Regional Office. By the way, they have a beautiful office. I got to take a tour not long ago. I was really impressed.
Yes.
Your new home.
And we've been able to host a lot of trainings because of that. The Illinois School and Campus Safety Program just brought threat assessment training a couple of months ago. So the things that we're able to do to bring to provide more education on school safety and so many topics has been wonderful with the new facility. But yeah, they can register. I'll post this again on our website, and I'm sure the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation will get this posted as well. The link is in there, or just call us at the regional office and we'll make sure you get registered.
And is there another component to this that works the opposite way? Meaning we've been talking a lot about how does a teacher end up in a classroom and how is that monitored? How do teachers then deal with kids who are coming from homes where some of this stuff might be going on? I mean, that's probably the odds are far more likely to be that than the other way around, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, teachers are mandated reporters as well. So if they suspect anything,
they could be be taught how to, you know, look for things and understand this in reverse.
Right.
Absolutely. And there's, so I talked about Faith's Law. Aaron's Law came out, and our state was one of the first to adopt it, I believe, as it was in 2011 that Illinois adopted Aaron's Law. And so that requires, I'll make sure I have that right, but that requires school districts to provide annual training to school personnel on child sexual abuse and grooming. annually each year. And so I think the more we educate educators to look for that, the more we educate our children to talk about, you know, safe touch and things like that, that's the biggest issue, is just the lack of education or underreporting.
Yeah. And then we can talk about DCFS and all that, but I mean, that's a whole other layer of what happens next after that. But clearly, just doing the math of how rare this is for a teacher to be arrested, I mean, they're probably going to see more kids coming from homes where there's abuse going on than the other way around.
Yes. I mean, as a building principal and teacher myself for years, just horrific stories. Yeah. Very sad.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are being proactive about this. And I'm glad you're offering resources to people who are in the classroom that probably already feel like they're just inundated with everything already. So once again, open to anybody in Macon Piatt.
Absolutely, yes. And I love that the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation is supporting this, and, you know, they've expanded into multiple counties. So we really are very appreciative of them sponsoring and supporting this. And we're just thrilled, again, that the Illinois School and Campus Safety Program, Eric Arnold, the program director, they're bringing it to our community.
Okay. And then how do people find you online if they want to register? And I'm assuming they can register online.
So we're on Facebook.
Okay.
If you can find the Macon Piatt Regional Office of Education on Facebook, and also our website, which www.maconroe39.org, I believe.
All right. We'll see if we can't include that with the podcast.
You can Google it.
Yeah, but only 30 slots left, free of charge to attend. And it should be a super interesting day and a lot to be learned. If people feel like there's something going on, or they have, where does a parent even start? I mean, do they start by contacting the school? Do they contact law enforcement? I mean, I'm sure it's probably happened a million different ways, but if somebody out there listening right now has a suspicion of something that's just not right, what is the first step for a parent?
Right. I mean, from my experience, it's to contact the police. I mean, we work a lot. We look into a lot of cases where there's absolutely nothing going on, but at least we looked into it and can kind of determine that nothing's going on and that kid's safe. So ultimately contacting the police.
So it's better safe than sorry.
Right.
Okay. So they would just contact the Decatur Police Department and tell them what's going on, and they would get them to you or whoever else they need to talk to?
Yes.
Okay. Well, keep up your service. Thank you for what you do in our community. And Jill, as always, you guys are always on out front in everything. And I know you have a lot of different school districts to work with under that banner, and I hope they're all participating in this and taking advantage of this incredible experience, particularly since it's free of charge to them.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. There we go. And thanks to the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation and all the other partners who are involved in this. We appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got showers and possible thunderstorms, a high of 58. Tonight, 10% chance of rain continuing, mostly cloudy, then gradually clearing up, a low of 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 58, and Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:22.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhood and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC.
Four,
Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like ladies-only golf clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a, well, kind of hazy gray morning, but that's okay. Got better weather ahead. You know, it doesn't help with all of this, all the tough stuff we were just talking about, when even the word grooming has become this sort of politicized thing that, once again, kind of pointing to the earlier comments about how we can't even agree on how to, like, do what you would think everyone would agree on. Keep kids safe. Doesn't seem like a red or blue issue to me. Seems universal. But when you take the word that is used as a criminal charge and you make it a politicized thing that you just throw at people if you disagree with them politically, it waters all of that down. Where we can't even agree with what the definition of the word is. So you're a teacher, you're in classrooms, I mean, with high school kids.
Yep.
You feel like, and I'm not asking this person like about St. T. I'm just saying in general, do you get armed with what you need to know? You know, do we need more training, less training, parents? I mean, it's probably all the above.
I think more wouldn't hurt for anybody.
Yeah.
Even thinking back to my days and working with in a restaurant, thinking about situations that don't occur to you that seem harmless, like, hey, I need
You mean just stuff you observe while you're there.
Yeah. It's like, hey, manager wants to talk to employee or teacher wants to talk to student. Come back into my office or stay back after everybody's gone. Harmless interaction.
Yeah.
1 million times out of 1,000,001.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's something where A, something bad could happen, or B, it's best just not to put yourself in that opportunity with the door shut or something.
Yeah.
So just that little awareness stuff so as to not cause – because we're on alert to be looking for things, and sometimes things like that might be triggering. So I think we need to learn how to not only be more proactive to finding the bad stuff, but also be able to present, hey, I'm not being bad, a little bit more transparently to not only protect ourselves, but just to make it an even safer space, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about somebody not guilty of something being accused of something.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like
for sure the bad stuff we need to do. I mean, yes.
But I think it's so, like, I mean, this latest case, you know, like when I was in, and I'm just going to flat out tell you this, when I was in high school back in the 1980s, I know teachers that dated students.
Wow.
High school students. Seniors, probably. I mean, they're that window of like maybe already 18, you know,
right.
But still today that would not be, you know, the norms have changed.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not saying that wouldn't have been controversial then. I'm just saying I don't think it would have been then what it is now.
Correct. And in the last 2 weeks, I heard the generation even before you or I, some experiences that they had that were commonplace that it almost hurts my ears to hear them say it out loud.
People were getting married at like 14, 15. I mean, clearly you evolve as a society, and I feel like we have a lot, right? I mean, they literally made high school or movies about it.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like My Tutor or whatever. I mean, you know, that would be risky business, whatever it might be. I mean, in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you see the thing that happened recently and you go, oh my God, I mean, you can't even get your brain to process it.
No.
And then you start thinking about, you know, what is normal kid behavior, right? As they're growing up and you go to the weird teen years and all
right.
The stuff that's there. I get why people just go, oh my God, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
But this is a great service they're offering, and I think it will be good. I hope everyone is taking part in it that needs to.
Yeah, it's good to have these conversations, to know what to look for, to know how to react, how not to make the issue worse, you know, or to make it dangerous.
Yep.
I can't see how this is anything other than great.
But the other side of this and the political eye, people have got to quit throwing around this word about people that you just disagree with politically. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that particular word is now used as a political weapon because somebody is in favor of rights for the LGBTQ community.
Right.
I mean, it is such a offensive way. I mean, you can disagree all day long, but that is an incredible accusation being made without any substance towards people on a political level on a daily basis.
Yeah, you said something very important there, I think. You absolutely can disagree with it. I mean, that's the beauty of this country. And you can present your case to, you know, not in the court of law, but to your friends, family, whatever platform you have without confusing things.
Yeah, or labeling somebody a criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, we did this, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, now Mike Johnson's a traitor. I mean, you know, these are criminal words.
Right.
Being politicized in a debate where people they don't seem to think there's anything wrong with it. Like it's just a-okay to do that. And it's not. It takes away from the actual issue that people are trying to address. All right, we got to take a break for news. We've got a lot to get to here in the final half hour. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Campus chaos spreading. The protests during Passover, despite police action, shutting down a Gaza solidarity tent city at NYU last night. President Biden says he denounces anti-Semitism, but also denounces people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. Protests today from Berkeley to Vanderbilt to Rice to Tufts. The Trump trial continues, but first a hearing whether to fine or jail the former president. New York DA Alvin Bragg's office claims Trump violated his gag order 10 times. House Democrats introduced a bill to remove Secret Service protection from any convicted felon. Congressman Jim Jordan.
There is no crime that brought this case to this courtroom. It would have been laughed out of any other courtroom in America if not being brought by far-left District Attorney Alvin Bragg, overseen by a Democrat judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign.
Well, that's Caroline Levitt, Trump team. America's listening to Fox News.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, showers and possible thunderstorms, high of 58. Tonight, chance of showers continues, mostly cloudy, then clear, low of 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 58. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. As I'm watching the president, usually speaks out in front, before, and after the courtroom stuff. that he's really going all in on that one hand gesture thing that he does where he goes, I caught a fish this big.
The big and small.
This big.
The
it's big this small. Big. It's this big. It's this mm-hmm. big. I feel like more than ever.
Yeah, he's doing the loops a little less, but he is doing the big, small way more. Yep.
I never really thought about, like, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm narrowing in on the point of the remark, or I'm getting broader. But, like, something in his head is that arm
I think
stuff
just nailed
is,
it.
Is telling or is part of the narrative? Or is it just habit?
I think it's mostly muscle habit, but I think it's the breaks.
It's
the,
a weird maneuver.
But it flows with the breaks in his thoughts.
I just can't imagine doing that. Yeah. By the way, I'm not making fun. I'm just saying it's just fascinating to me without any sound. You know, I'm watching it like, and it is such, but it's over and over and over and over again. I mean, the exact same.
Oh yeah.
Way.
Oh, he has a posture. He has the arm movements. He has the facial expression. I mean, he is, I mean, politics aside, the dude has his own unique brand of communication that I've never seen anything like.
Do you use your hands a lot when you speak?
To a degree, but not like that. I think most people do.
There's some people that do a lot more. Italians, for instance, are very, very specifically, very like movement oriented in their communication. I don't think I ever saw anybody move their hands more than Fred Puglia.
Oh yeah.
You know, that was just, that's not an insult, by the way.
Yep.
Fine. I feel like I do some, but not a lot.
No. I mean, you're taught it in communications class, like, you know, public speaking and stuff like that. It doesn't do you any good in radio, but it does.
Well, I do though. I think it comes through. I think you can hear a smile. I think it maybe doesn't translate the same way, but I think that there is some emphasis or something that does translate through that. I really do.
Well, yeah, because you're the vocal part and the depth of whatever you're saying, it comes with the movement or whatever. Yeah, for sure.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Not that you could identify.
Yeah. But saying like he's this tall doesn't do anybody any good out there at all.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
You see that over there?
Yeah, that thing see over
what?
There. Yeah.
See what? Where?
It's this big.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure. But anyway, I don't think of all the time seeing him that I've noticed it as much as I have specifically right out front of the court.
Yeah.
Where he's doing this every day.
It also has to do with his mood, I think, because he's being very pointed and very on the defense isn't right, but he's not just talking to you about how he feels today and what he's having for lunch.
Does he seem like a guy that would listen to sort of a body language expert, take advice from somebody about that kind of thing?
Maybe he did one time.
Yeah.
And then it like he, you know, and it may not. And then that was a thing he picked up on and took his own way. But I doubt anybody is coaching him. He's locked in his ways.
All right. It's interesting because there's. You know, one of the greatest moments in dumb movie history was in Talladega Nights when Ricky Bobby says, I don't know what to do with my hands.
It's so good.
Because it's so true.
It's very true.
And I see young people like when our guy had to do a speech in a class. Remember when you dressed up as like Walt Disney, you know, and had to give a speech to the class. And how terrifying that is to people, most people, public speaking in general. And a lot of people don't know how to stand or present or not feel awkward just standing and talking.
Go look at a junior high class photo at the hands.
Oh, yeah.
And they are like daggers on the sides in most cases. Oh, if I don't move them, don't move them, don't move them, don't move them. Like rigid as can be. Yeah, it's super awkward.
So then there's a fine line then between being comfortable in doing that versus then just overly demonstrative, which is what he is, I think, you know, with this stuff. Because when you're just watching it without sound, it just looks like he's exaggerating a fish story.
Yeah. But watch when it's just look at some of the you'd have to kind of go back because he's on the attack or the defense all the time now. But if you watch when he's just talking about. You know, how great his golf course is or something. He's just kind of chill. The motions are chill. But right now, he's got a point to make every time he's talking.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So that's probably why it's very exaggerated right now.
All right. Anywho, It's communication is a strange thing. He is not a down the middle, like what you would think of as sort of a polished communicator, but there's no denying that the impact it causes works for him to the people he wants it to work for.
Yeah. I mean, he's interesting. He's different. He's so unique. Some people really buy into what he's saying, but other people are captivated by how he talks and the way he does, even if they don't like it. There's also a large audience of people that hate watching.
Right. Most of it shouldn't work, though, is my point, just from a communications level.
No, there's nothing traditional about how he goes about doing the
thing. But it does. I don't think there's any, you know.
No, he's extremely effective.
I mean, he's convinced, literally. 43% of Republicans that January 6th didn't happen, or it's not a big deal.
He's also a quantity guy, so that if he makes a mistake, which he makes lots of mistakes or fluffs,
there's nothing but a list.
I mean, there's 15 paragraphs coming after the thing he messed up. He just puts so much out there that it's all tucked in, and it works for him. He's an unbelievably great communicator in the most non-traditional sense of the word.
Right.
I mean, polar opposite.
It's always fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting sometimes when you take away the sound and you just watch the body, it's a completely different experience.
It's silly.
I mean, I have a closed caption. I can tell you what he's saying, but I'm not getting it directly from him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the marquee break. When we come back here, Madonna's getting sued again, along with Live Nation, for fans who had to sit in a hot for 3.5 hours for her show to start. Now,
sick of it.
Wait, sick of the fans or her?
No, the idea that that behavior in the industry, not specifically that night, that thing, but how, I mean, it's time. With the dollars you're asking, the exchange, the contract that we agree, get to the stadium.
Well, the lawyers, it's interesting because they pointed out, like, they used some examples of, like, the biggest concerts out there.
Mm-hmm.
That Bruce Springsteen shows start on time.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift shows start on time.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
Right. The NFL kicks off at...
They use the NFL. This is what sort of like I thought was a very persuasive argument, because they didn't just make it just about Madonna. Mm-hmm. They used all of these popular, gigantic things that are managed to get off on time. You know what I mean? They get there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about it on the other side.
Okay.
All right. Back with more. Stay tuned.
2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
The Making County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rule King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't see what that woman's been doing to me.
Hurting your love now. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions club near you.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. This is according to the lawyers who are representing some ticket buyers in Washington, D.C. That first lawsuit was in New York. This was in D.C. And they say this is not about unhappy fans who don't want to stay up late, but instead reasonable, responsible people who had commitments to babysitters, work, getting their vehicles out of a parking lot that closes at midnight, realizing public transportation would no longer be operating. They laid out the whole thing of this isn't, I got to get up, go to work the next morning. And they had an 8:30 p.m. start time. Show started at 10:40. And when she took the stage, she said, I'm sorry I'm late. No, I'm not sorry. It's who I am. So, I mean, you started out with, I'm going to disrespect you and leave you sitting here for hours, and then I'm going to come out and offer up an apology and then go, nah, I don't really feel bad. That's who I am. So you're culpable, like, from the stage.
Right.
And they said, look, they, Madonna and Live Nation, because Live Nation is also in this. But the lawyer said, in fact, reasonable consumers have seen that concerts featuring Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen, whose tours are also promoted by Live Nation, do start on time indicated on the ticket and have similar experiences as any Broadway theater, NFL football, Major League Baseball games. They went on through an entire list. You buy a ticket, here's the time, that's when it starts.
Right.
Now, occasionally there might be some equipment malfunction or some kind of delay or thing that happens.
Human being stuff we have grace for.
Yeah.
Period. Katy Perry one time late in Denver, equipment wasn't sounding good. She was there in plenty of time. Hey, I held it back, guys, so they would sound good for you.
And then there's allegations, once again, in this lawsuit, they have to prove this, that she had the heat turned up because she was cold, like, so the entire place, and when they started chanting AC, she said, F you, I'm cold. If you're hot, take your effing clothes off.
Jeez. What are you doing?
I don't know. Listen, I got a lot of respect for the pathway she paved for women in a time where it was not easy to do that, right?
Right.
She certainly wasn't the first, but she picked up a baton from earlier and carried it for a long, long time and broke a lot of glass ceilings, right, as an artist.
Sure.
But this is just so disrespectful. I would just think that you would be, that you're happy at this age, you still have an audience and a demand, that you would be grateful for that.
She must have FU money, and so.
Yeah, but even.
And not to justify it because it's terrible, and I would not go to one of her shows since this behavior has started.
Yeah.
Not because she's not worth going to see.
I don't think it's started. I think it's always been the case. I just think
more and
today
more
there's expectations are different. I don't know. It's hard for me to understand. Like, just, well, the show might start at 6 or it might start at 7:30 or we might just come in at 8:40.
I have been backstage at shows where artists have been.
I meant like our show. Like,
oh,
just
oh,
every
yeah,
day, just we'll show up an hour and a half late.
And you couldn't count on it. It wouldn't make sense. But I've been backstage where I've seen artists literally pull up, walk from their vehicle right onto stage.
Yeah.
I have been there in the back with the artists for like an hour and 15 minutes after the show had started. We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Sitting there like playing video games. Why aren't you out there? Like, what are we doing here? And so there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes there's a reason. Sometimes they're getting something situated. But just Madonna's telling you, it doesn't matter. I do what I want. And you'll pay me for it. Deal with it.
Well, if the other end of this, you know, there's no grace on the other end of this, right? Live Nation, they come into your venue. They tell you exactly what you have to do and how you have to do it. Look at what they're, you know, the couple things that have happened at the Devon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But then there's no accountability on their side when what they've promised doesn't happen.
And if you actually sit and read the fine print, the reason why this lawsuit isn't like slam dunk is because you've kind of waived your right to having any rights at all. They can film you. They can take photo of you. You can't do this. You can't do that. And we may or may not do all the things we said we did, and it's subject to change. So, I mean, you really walk in there and go, it could be whatever you've already paid. So whatever happens is what was supposed to happen.
Yeah. I think there are false advertising laws and there are, you know, common sense things.
Yeah, that's where we're at, is common sense.
And, you know, if nothing else, there may be, you know, a settlement or something like that. And maybe these fans get back a little something, but they're probably not ever going to buy tickets to see her again. And this is what I don't understand, why anybody who's fortunate enough to have an audience is just that, you know, won't even be on time for them. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Yeah, and the logistics are what I was going to go into, but that article pretty well covered it. There are times where you walk out of an arena, and it's 1:15, 2 a.m., and you're like, how are we going to get to
the parking garage that you're parked in is closed.
Literally.
And the public transportation isn't running, and the babysitter that you promised to be home 2 hours earlier is still on the clock.
Right. How am I going to check into my hotel?
But has to get up and go to school the next day. Yeah. I think it's legit. I don't know they'll win, but I think they've got a legit grievance.
The grievance in general is a legit grievance. It is beyond just being like, oh, this sucks. I didn't want to sit here for 3 hours.
In a hot place because she's cold and then she comes out on stage and mocks you.
Right. How many $27 beers can you have in the 3 hours waiting for the show? Hey, I need to use the bathroom, but at any moment the show could start.
I know. It's unfortunate. And I get that there's always been a thing about musicians kind of, you know, their own drum beat and their artist. And I get all that.
Some, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Quirky. I generally think and have always thought, and it's been tough for me in the world, I can't stand late. Habitual late.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, there was a train. I understand that. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But people who are always late to everything, it is the rudest, most disrespectful thing you can do for other people's time. And it is like they are either oblivious to that or they don't care.
Yeah.
I hate people that are always late.
Yeah. And you would hate certain musicians for sure. There's some that realize I'm not responsible enough to be where I need to be, but I have this entire apparatus around me that will come and we got to go. We're leaving.
Yes.
The whole thing's set up for you. We've tested everything else.
Right.
Just come do your part.
Yeah. But I'm talking about
day-to-day life.
Day-to-day life.
Yeah.
If you want my time, right, this is the engagement. I haven't asked you for your time. You can't be there on time.
Right.
Over and over and over and over. I just don't know why people who do that all the time can't see how disrespectful it is to other people.
Because a lot of other people will just say that dinner's at 6 instead of 6:30.
That's family. I'm talking about like work stuff.
I know you're, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, 1 o'clock is 1 o'clock. It's not 1:20. Not 1:40, it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you set up your appointment?
I mean,
Do you put in an extra 40 minutes just to count on somebody not being there on time?
No. And also, since we're on this topic, can we get the doctor's appointments, to be on the same clock as the dentist appointment? Meaning, like, if I got a 1 o'clock, that doesn't mean I'm not going to see anybody till 2:27. Like, come on.
I feel like that's better now.
Sometimes.
I mean, I feel like there's more contact. They check in.
Some
they make
can.
Sure.
Some do, to be completely fair. There are others that are like.
In my life, it's that's been okay lately.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's
really and they give you a text reminder and, you know, and if you're still planning on coming, you can confirm. And I feel like that's better in my world experience than it has been in a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that's everybody's experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we all should have. We should go with the 24-hour clock.
Look, Scott, what's his face?
Oh, you're the guy you like to read.
Yeah, I know. I'm drawing a blank.
Scott Galloway.
Galloway says that he uses the Best Buy analogy. That if every time you wanted to go in and look at a TV, you had to sit over in a corner with a clipboard and fill out information and wait 40 minutes before they'll show you a TV, Best Buy would never be in business.
That's right.
But that's your medical experience almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to change. But I think our conversation the other day, Amazon, Mark Cuban,
yep.
You know, it will all be forced to change. But in a lot of areas, I mean, I can tell you about some that, you know, are in specialty areas that are just where the resources are so limited, like you don't have, you can't go to someone else.
Right. And in the restaurant business, they call it table turns.
Yep.
So it, if the industry, the hospital industry responsibly focused on table turns, you'd sell more products.
I think so.
You'd have more visits.
I think so. And I can't imagine that they would still be there waiting for you if you were 2.5 hours late.
No, in fact, you get charged for
it. The way Madonna's fans were expected.
You get paid for not being there when you're supposed to be there. Or charged, I'm sorry, not paid.
Yeah.
You get charged for it.
I don't. Well, and that's why I'm saying that time has value. Yeah. It ought to work the other way around, too.
Yeah. And it literally has consequences for some of those people in that audience, in those scenarios. I had a plane ticket. I can't get on that flight. I had a ride that I had to cancel.
Right.
I didn't rent a car because I was going to take the 11:30 bus.
Right.
Or I had to leave and not get my full value because I had to hit that bus. You've cost me. You've inconvenienced me.
You've not given me what you're
promised. And if you've canceled and I took my vacation days and booked hotel and all that, and I have nothing to show for it?
Well, the cancel is, you know, we did that a couple times with Springsteen and it transferred and we kept.
You had real reason and you were driving. You just decided not to drive. And your hotel move forward. But there are some people that are like, I have 3 days this year to give away. I'm going.
No, I know. But it did cost me half a trip to Columbus. I mean, I was put out. We didn't find out until then. But that was out of the control of, you know, there's grace
there. Yeah, there was a reason, a reason, illness.
Yeah. But if my ticket says 8:30, I'm expecting an 8:30-ish show.
Right. Give or take.
If they
pay somebody to open up for you.
You're not going to see anything bigger than an NFL production, right? I mean, in scope and size. And they're not, if the game starts at noon, it starts at noon.
For 70,000 in attendance.
Yes.
50,000 in their seats, 20,000 still filing in. We're going.
Yeah. You don't go to opening day at Busch Stadium and outside of a rain delay or something, I mean, you don't expect it to start 90 minutes later.
It's already written out. Here's what time they will pull off the field. Here's what time batting practice will happen. Count on it.
This is one lady. Get your act together.
Right. And you go to her show the next night in St. Louis instead of Chicago and it's completely different.
I don't know. What else in the world? Going through my notes here. Oh, I told you that I was watching that surf show about the 100-foot wave, you know. Well, they now believe that I don't know what it takes to get the record, but a guy, I'm looking for it here, did ride a 93 feet 7 inch wave there that they've with the drones they've accurately they think would be a world record.
Oh my goodness.
It's not the guy who created the show, but it's one of the guys from another country that's sort of in that that area. That is like literally where we're sitting. And look out your window.
We're only 60 feet up.
You're right.
It's three floors up.
Let's go three more floors up and then think about being on a surfboard.
Doesn't even make sense.
Can you digest that?
No. I mean, it's crazy. It's that building over there.
There is literally video of this that if you get a chance today to watch, it is absolutely worth watching. I saw the story on, I think, CNN's website, but it's out there with others. Sebastian Stutner. Is the guy, and they believe now that this is a world record. He's from Germany, and Nazaré is that place in Portugal where they have these, there's that lighthouse.
Right.
You've seen the pictures.
Yep.
It doesn't look real. It looks like CGI.
I can't believe that. That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 100%.
So it has to be confirmed, and I think that they use, I don't know what technology, but they can tell at the ascent, at the top thing. But 93 feet, 7 inches.
Wow.
And in and of itself, 93 feet doesn't sound like everything. But when you do it by floors of a building.
Right.
And you get that mental image of your head being on a surfboard with something that powerful, that high.
Yeah, and just look down.
Well, you look down, you're just going to see water. But
from the building. But see how high you really are up.
I'm above the light tower now. That's insane. Check out the video. It will blow you away. surfing the unsurfable. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, a lot of interesting guests. You can get the podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group anywhere you get your podcast, including nowdecatur.com. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Promise you, we will be here at exactly 6:06. You can hold us to that. We'll see you tomorrow.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Don't forget, on Saturday, Ancient Athletics is hosting the third annual D-Town Throwdown Highland Games. The games will be at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, featuring competitions dating back to at least the 11th century. Events include the stone put, similar to the modern shot put, caper toss, Scottish hammer throw, weight over bar, and more. There will also be Celtic dancers and pipes and drums. It's all free and open to the public. Warrensburg Latham second graders celebrated Earth Day by continuing a garden project thanks to a grant from ADM. The project began.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.